Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Have you ever had something go wrong that, for practical purposes, needed to be fixed right away, and several things had to come together to get it done? That happened to me a couple of weeks ago when the rack for my power wheelchair on the back of our Jeep died. It really limited my ability to get out and about with the power chair. What to do? My brother-in-law told me about one in McKinleyville, so we called and went and looked at it and bought it. Next question, how to get it to town, and where to have it installed. I called Joe at Automasters, and he referred me to Eureka Brake and Automotive. They told me to deliver it there, and they would install it. I was talking to my son, Rick, and he told me about a man with a husky 14-year-old and a pickup. I called him, and he agreed to bring it to Eureka Brake. Next question, when can they install it? They said to bring the Jeep down, and they would do it that day. They had dismantled the old one, and it was not repairable. So thanks to Bob, Rick, Joe, Bryce, and the grandson, and the crew at Eureka Brake for making my life a lot simpler. When we needed another hitch to make it work better, the guys at Eureka Brake fixed it right away. All this happened in one day, except for the adjustment. Oh yeah, Tristan and Hunter at O'Reilly's were very helpful to my wife for picking out tie-down straps. But it turned out we didn't need them because there is a clamp-down feature that saves time and effort. So thanks again to you all. The NRA, or National Rifle Association, is taking some heat over the terrible shootings that have taken place recently. As a gun owner, a hunter, and former member of the NRA, I think they are unfairly blamed for a lot of the gun-related problems. They are not perfect by any means, but it is a good association. I had a gun stolen once when someone came into my house while I was working outside and jimmied the door on my locked gun cabinet. I didn't even miss it until I was going hunting and went to get it. There lies one major factor in gun violence, stolen guns. Gun owners have a responsibility to keep weapons securely locked and out of sight, if possible. Since I can't hunt anymore, my guns are securely stored somewhere else. I am in favor of extensive background checks for gun purchasers. The problem is, as I said, stolen guns. The people that steal them and use them or sell or trade them to other people are probably responsible for most of the violence. However, if someone with no record or other indications of instability gets a gun, then goes nuts, how are you going to stop that? In this free country, you can't just stop gun sales, and even if you did, there are millions of guns already out there, and people who are careless with their weapons and people who will take advantage of that. So, if you are a gun owner, keep them secure and or hidden. Well, summer is half over, and school will be starting soon, so watch for pedestrians and drive carefully. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.